Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise.
Wake up.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! Yeah!
Oh! It's morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Congratulations, everyone. You made it. You got through an NFL-less summer. And it's September 4th. 2025, and we have officially regular season NFL
Yay!
Football. We did it. I'm so proud of all of you just waking up, just getting off work, getting ready for school. I'm so proud of Joe Shasky, Carter, Joe Hawks in the back, filling in for Sam Lubman. All you lovely people, we have football tonight. And Joe, all is right with the world. Do I sound insane?
Insane? No.
Okay, good.
Addicted to football?
Oh,
yes.
Absolutely.
So is America.
Well, I really started to feel it yesterday when we were doing our legit fantasy football draft. And obviously, we did the first round in studio in the final hour. I thought it went well, all things considered. We have 16 people in one league, for Christ's sake. It went as well as we thought it could. Shout out Mark and San Ramon for making your pick. Who was it, by the way? Who'd you pick in the first round last
year? AJ Brown.
Okay. He's playing tonight. He might go off against the Cowboys without Micah Parsons, right?
See, this is
you
why...
You do not sound excited about A.J. Brown.
Well, I mean, look, you have to understand. Like, there are certain teams I don't take. Like, I've never taken a Cowboy.
Oh, that's interesting.
Ever.
See, I'm opposite, actually. So explain first. Why?
What do you mean?
So you just don't like taking players for teams you don't like?
Well, there are certain players I don't like.
Oh,
that's
okay.
One part. But, like, there's just certain teams. Like, I've probably taken only a handful of Raiders over the years. Well, A, because I think their offense sucks.
Well, that's, yes.
You know,
but they haven't been very good.
Like I would never consider taking CeeDee Lamb or Dak, ever.
Okay.
Ever. It just would never cross my mind.
You know, Dak's been pretty good fantasy quarterback-wise. And so is CeeDee.
Oh, I bet he
PPR,
has.
Yeah.
Again, it's a no-touch for me.
See, I'm the opposite, where I like drafting players on teams I actually don't like. So when that team balls out against my favorite team, which I know they probably will, it lessens the blow a little bit. It's like, okay, you know, Patrick Mahomes, he's amazing. I hate him, but at least he's scoring me 30 plus points, you know? So it's kind of like a sick, sadistic thing that I do.
But we're here though, Joe.
And we're here.
And AJ Brown is on the Eagles and they play tonight. And I would never take AJ Brown. I would never do it.
The defending champ.
This is part of letting the audience choose. So today, this morning, I need to name my team. So I'm going to put a shot out to the other. This is not my team. It's actually our team. It's the audience's team. It's America's team. It's Odyssey's team. And so we need to have a radio-friendly name. We have to be able to say the name of the team on air.
Yes.
And I say we give it a couple of hours, okay? And you can text in. I don't have the text line up. You can hit us up on the YouTube chat. You can text my personal phone number. I need a team name for our team.
Our team. Odyssey's team.
I'm outsourcing this to the people. And then we got to set our lineup.
Okay. By the way, we'll go over some of the grades that went over because we did it on Yahoo. If you're doing ESPN, whatever the hell you wanted to use it, I don't really care. But we use Yahoo. I'm a big Yahoo guy. So we got all the grades, right? And Carter, our producer, He's in there. He's like, oh, did you see what your grade was? Like, no, I don't. I never care.
What was our grade?
Well, Carter wants to bring it up first and foremost because he got an A+.
So you're not winning the league.
So he's
him and put Mark, a black marker through him.
Yeah, I'm done.
And Mark Grandy, kiss of death, getting an A+.
I'm not surprised Grandy got an A+. Grandy's probably the type that does like 7 mock drafts for each league that he's in, and then like figures out the algorithm of where he could score the highest, and he starts assuming what someone's going to take. I bet that guy set up a 15-team AI league just so he could be prepared for the said league.
I love Mark Grandy. He's doing a hell of a job. He's going to be doing all the post game after all the 49ers games right here on 95.7 The Game.
What is going on with my Ducks?
But I'll say this. Mark Grandy is the type of guy that would have reminded the teacher about homework after the bells, like before the bell's about to ring at school. It's like, we're like, oh, we're so in the clear. She didn't bring up the homework or the assignment that was due today. Oh, I was like, oh, Miss Krasenberry, are we going to turn in our assignments today? Sorry, Mark. I do feel like you were that kind of guy growing up. Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe you could refute it. By the way, we would love your participation, as Joe mentioned. If you want to name his team, or he's calling it our team, not mine, but it's you and the listeners. All right. 888-957-9570. That's the number you could weigh in. Don't text his personal phone number. Don't give that out. But 888-957-9570. You could text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys.
Since you opened the door here, we will get into the Giants. I've got some very serious Niner thoughts regarding Kyle Shanahan. You and I just don't. I don't know if we're necessarily on the same page.
That's okay.
Yeah, it is okay. What was my draft grade? I auto-drafted.
Well, let's see. Well, the name that you have is the generic name. It's Joseph P. Shasky III's Fire, which is hilarious. You actually didn't get the worst grade.
Okay.
You got the second worst grade. It was a D.
So, okay. So you're telling me I auto-drafted and the computer picked for me, and yet somehow, why are you laughing?
Because it's a 16-team league is why I'm laughing. That's why you... Dude, 7 people out of the 16 got D's or lower. Like, that tells you all you need to know.
Well, I don't think a lot of us know sports at this station.
Oh, stop. Stop.
I just don't know what to tell you.
I don't think a lot of us know sports at this station.
Well, you guys, not me.
Oh, stop it. You're fine.
I separate.
You did drop Bo Nix and Drake May, though, so there is that.
Did I?
Yes.
Let's go. Who else is on my team? Read me off my team.
Okay, why not? Well, we're here, right?
I don't know if you know this. I drafted Bo Nix.
You did. You're
second
all in.
Most touchdowns for a rookie thrown ever.
Ever, right? You feel good about him this year? You feel awesome?
I actually
awesome?
Do. It's you good do? Value. Where'd I get him? Eighth?
I think you got him, like, early. I don't think you need him to take him as early as you did. But here
we go. The computer took him.
Oh, you have a wide receiver slot empty. That's probably not good for your total projections right now, because right now your projections have 97 points. So you got Bo Nix. You got Puka Nacua. That's a good one.
Okay. I don't trust the Stafford injury and Jimmy. If Jimmy's out there, we're done.
You think Devontae's stealing some receptions from him this year?
I don't know. I don't know if I like the Rams, you know, wide receivers.
Travion Henderson, running back.
Love that. I have him in 2 leagues. I love that.
Old pal Jordan Mason is your number 2. Okay. This doesn't sound impressive. You got another Eagle, though.
Who?
Wait. You have how many?
What?
You have 3 Eagles?
What?
Oh, my God.
That's not fair.
He has Dallas Goedert and Devontae Smith.
What?
Dude.
I've got all their... No, we got to make a trade.
I'll trade you for Dallas Goedert right now.
Right now?
No problem.
Should we do this? Odyssey's team? Should we do this?
Well, you have to talk to the people at that point. I don't know if they're going to be against it.
We've got
not.
Some good names. So we've got some good names.
You got Dallas Goedert, Devontae Smith... Young Wei Koo, not Young Ho, but Young Wei Koo was your kicker, and you got the New York Jets defense.
What? Could we have drafted a worse team computer? I mean, what are we doing?
You know what? I don't hate it.
Okay.
I don't hate all the Eagles, by the way. I think you're gonna win because of tonight. How about that?
Here we go. Some great names. Brownie points. You ought to see me win.
The brownie points one sucks. All right, continue.
You ought to see me win is a good one.
That one's funny.
Okay, right? I think that's a keeper.
You ought to see me win is pretty good.
The Butch Whackers, like the old wrestling duo, the Butch Whackers.
Not bad.
Okay. Not bad. Not bad. I kind of like some of those.
That's not bad.
I kind of like them.
Who took Juwan Jennings in our league?
Bed, Bath, and Bijan.
Who do you think?
Mark Willard.
Oh, no.
Goo?
No.
You?
He's really negative.
Oh, God, just get who is
Dan
it?
Dibley?
Steiny.
Oh. Well, Steiny, that means Steiny auto drafted too.
Steiny was in a good mood yesterday, actually, with his glasses. Oh. He was feeling
in the
cuter.
Cafeteria, that's five sheets deep.
Well, that's right. Yeah. Well, is he going to be at King's Fish?
What does the computer
earlier?
Think I shouldn't do here?
So Steiny's got Juwan Jennings. And speaking of Juwan Jennings, you see the latest news with him? It kind of dropped during our fantasy draft yesterday. So he had $3 million of playtime incentives added to his original contract. This is per Adam Schefter that tweeted this late last night, that the 49ers and Jennings have reached an agreement that will add $3 million of playtime incentives to Jennings' original contract. He was initially set to earn $7.5 million. Now he has a chance to earn up to $10.5 million, but this is the one for me. He followed up that tweet and said, Jennings declined a multi-year offer from the 49ers. I don't know how many, you know, more millions was attached to that, how many years it was, but that was from Adam Schefter, ESPN, that Jennings declined a multi-year offer from the 49ers.
All right, let me give you my Juwan Jennings thoughts here right now, okay? I'm never going to scoff at the word millions, all right? I come from a very humble family, and so I know how hard it is to make $100,000.
I'm not going to scoff at thousands. Yeah, exactly.
You're right. Like,
yeah.
I know how difficult it is for like the average person to make $100,000. And I don't throw money away flippantly. I don't want to talk about money flippantly, though I will laugh at our $100 league. But that being said, millions is a big word. But in this situation, you know what it was? It was like to me, Juwan Jennings was like the kid that didn't want to eat dinner, right? Mm. And you were going to serve him dinner, whatever that might be. Let's say it's macaroni cheese with hot dogs. That's what was a staple in the Shasky household.
I can eat that right now.
You know, just macaroni and cheese and hot dogs. We grew up with that. Yeah. All right. And my little brother would always be like, I don't want that. I don't want that. And my mom was like, okay, have cereal then.
That was literally Marianne Spadoni growing up my life. Oh,
you guys all can relate to this.
I was literally saying, Mom, I'm hungry. Oh, there's milk. Oh, we have milk and there's cereal in the cupboard.
Exactly. To me, this is the Niners saying, dude, there's cereal in the cupboard. So basically, you can go fix it yourself. Have a good year. We'll throw you a couple extra dollars. And at the end of the year, if you didn't want our multi-year deal, we'll see where we all are. Like, we may want you, we may not. We will see. So I think this is a win-win for the Niner organization. Forget Juwan Jennings for just a second. Okay. I thought they stood pat. They handled business in the sense of, no, we're not going to give in on you. We gave you a deal last year. We thought it was really fair. You had one great year. Mm. You were the highest paid number three heading into last year. You signed that two-year deal, not us. You're not a premium player, but we think you're a really good player, and you're really important to us. Sit out camp, fine. Do whatever you want. The calf injury is total BS, right? Like, that's pretty obvious. And I think that the Niners offered him probably something that he felt was, you know, not what his value was, which is totally fine. That's part of negotiations. Not everybody has to be disrespected by every deal that's out there. And they said, hey, if you hit these particular, we don't even know what they are. You hit these particular criteria in terms of catches and yards, I'm assuming, and probably snaps played. Right. You can make a couple extra $1 million. Here's the cereal in the cupboard. Here's the milk. Make it yourself. I love this for the Niners. I have no qualms with this whatsoever. And quite frankly, I think 49er ownership management, though at times we have criticized them for the way they've handled contracts, Kittle got inked up. He's a premium player. We want to see him retire a Niner for the time being. And so they set it up to where it could happen. Fred Warner, premium player. They inked him up. They set it up so that maybe he could be a 49er for life. Your franchise quarterback, Brock Purdy, they signed him to a long-term deal, which gives them optionality depending on how he plays, either to stay with the Niners, to opt out down the line and make more money, or for them to move off him in the event that, for whatever reason, he underperforms. The Niners have had a banner offseason. Now, their draft picks, we will see. It is a wait and see. And Mykel Williams, I'm as intrigued as all you guys. But they stood firm on Juwan Jennings, and I thought they did the right thing.
888-957-9570. I love the fans' participation on this one. You can call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. The Juwan Jennings saga is over. For the time being, right? We figured it out, added $3 million of playtime incentives to this contract so he can earn up to $10.5 million this year. No future years after this. There is no future deal agreed upon, so it's going to be this year, and Juwan Jennings is betting on himself, Joe. Is that the right move for Juwan Jennings? I know it was the right move for the 49ers. I think Juwan Jennings played himself this summer.
No,
I think he played himself, and he took a big fat L.
Totally agree.
And now he's taking a slice of humble pie right here. And he's coming away from this saying, how did I fumble this so badly?
So let's think about this. Last summer, Charvarius Ward wanted an extension, didn't get said extension, and admitted out loud that he played, not that he didn't play as hard, he just wasn't as motivated. He said this, not me. He said, basically, I'm not as motivated because I looked around and I saw other people holding out, getting paid, and I showed up every single day and I wanted to stay here and I could. Now, there was the whole family element, which also dictated, you know, kind of his not wanting to be here much longer anyway. So there were a combination of things. But his motivation throughout the year was all over the place. And I thought that his play was up and down. Brandon Ayuk held out, missed all of camp, and essentially was just on the sidelines watching. Didn't get to build the rapport with the team, with the quarterback, with the other people out on the field. I thought he suffered in the first 5 or 6 weeks. And look, the injury is unfortunate. And it just is. I don't blame him sitting out on the injury. That injury could have happened at any time.
Right.
Trent Williams, though, held out and did not look the same conditioning-wise. So I've got 3 or 4 different points for Juwan Jennings. If I am a part of his team, his camp, his family, if I'm Juwan Jennings himself, I'm sitting here and I'm saying to myself, boy, I don't really like what, like, I did all of this just to bet on myself for a couple, and again, I'm not scoffing at millions, but a couple million extra dollars. Yeah, I did kind of play myself. And now other teams that could potentially see me as a fit around the league are probably saying, do you just value yourself a little too high there, buddy?
Well, that's why I do think there was like a legitimate calf injury at some point here. Like, now, did it linger that, like, did it need to linger that long? Like, that's, I guess, a question up for debate. But I do think he did have a calf injury because the moment he got hurt, Joe, about what, a week after training camp started or something like that, like, he lost all his leverage. Like, you were out of sight, out of mind. And that gave Ricky Pearsall, you know, a first-round pick from last year, an opportunity to take that number one spot over, to get those number one reps with his quarterback, Brock Purdy, and show out, especially in joint practices, especially in preseason game 2 against the Raiders. And I thought his stock rose exponentially in this past draft, so much so, hell, we were talking about fantasy football, people were drafting him hella early in a lot of these different leagues, because I think in PPR, Ricky Pearsall is going to be a baller. That being said, in all of this, this is good news if you're a 49ers fan this morning.
It is, but let's also remember, he's not going to be his most optimal week one.
No, I wouldn't say so. And Kyle Shanahan actually talked about that yesterday. I usually don't play a lot of sound in the first segment. I don't want to play the head coach because he spoke to the media yesterday and was asked about Juwan's availability for week one.
Are you expecting Juwan to play on Sunday?
Yes.
Everything's fine physically with him?
He loved it. Yeah, he looked good on Monday. Getting back into it, having all that time off. We got to ease him in and stuff, so we'll see how this week goes. That's why he'll be limited today, but he's healthy enough to play football, and hopefully that continues.
He had a final MRI. Was there any kind of like final testing to make sure the calf was okay?
Yeah, he did.
So there you go.
Well, it's interesting because like they have a calf injury that's been circulating. Trent Williams called it basically a holdout. That's essentially what he called it.
I do think,
and I don't know if he was speaking out of turn.
I do think there was a calf injury at one point. There was, because early on, like, and you could say, because he was practicing, like he showed up, and it was a hold in at that point, making it known that, hey, you know, either trade me or pay me, kind of a thing. But he showed up, he was practicing, and then he got hurt, and I am going to take him at his word on that. But the severity of the injury, you can question that.
I would just say guys that have balked and missed portions of training camp over the years with the Niners and have either the team has caved in and given them what they wanted, or they, you know, didn't get exactly what they wanted, but they got something. Go back to Raheem Mostert, had an injury-riddled season that year. All right, Trent Williams, Nick Bosa, all these guys had down seasons. Brandon Ayuk, down season before he even got injured. Missing camp is not great. Very few guys can do the Emmett Smith and miss the first 2 games of the year and miss all of camp because they're holding out and then hit the ground running and lead the league in rushing. Like, that's just, very few guys can do that. It's very difficult in this league to succeed year after year after year, let alone do it without a training camp.
I don't view Juwan Jennings any differently. I think he tried to bet on himself and ended up kind of crapping out, and I understand why he wanted to get paid more. I totally understand his perspective. It just didn't work out. I view the 49ers, though, a hell of a lot better after this offseason when it comes to negotiations. because in the last few summers, Joe, they got bullied.
I agree.
Bullied hard, and it affected the season. Now, they have been to a couple Super Bowls, and it's worked out ultimately. You haven't won the whole damn thing, but it's worked out. You've gone to a couple Super Bowls. Last year, it blew up in their faces, and I think they had to take a good, long, hard look in the mirror at themselves. If you're Parag, if you're John Lynch, if you're Kyle Shanahan, if you're Jed York, and say, we can't keep doing business this way. So we'll make the top dogs a priority, and they did that, as you alluded to. The all pros, the captains, we will do that.
The premium players, I will play premium money.
Yes.
It's the guys that aren't premium. You just got to be discerning. And here's the thing with Juwan Jennings, and this is where I think he's kind of on a tightrope. He's got incentives baked into his contract now. It's going to be hard to hit said incentives if you don't hit the ground day one running at full speed. And how can you when you've missed 5-6 weeks? I don't know. I think he's kind of played himself.
I wonder what type of season Niner fans are now expecting from Juwan Jennings and what season you're expecting from him, Joe. I'll ask you that on the other side. 888-957-9570. The Juwan Jennings saga is officially complete for this year. What kind of a season are we expecting from him now, Niner fans? And do you view him any differently after all this stuff went down this past month? Plus, you know who we get to ask about Juwan Jennings in the 49ers wide receiver room? Oh, just the greatest wide receiver of all time who's joining us at 8:30 today. Might have heard of him. His name's Jerry Rice.
Oh, Jerry.
I like it. Yeah. He's joining us. 8:30, courtesy of Rich Rollins.
I'd like to visit this trade you're offering me, and we'll see if the audience is in or out on this trade.
Yeah, the YouTube chat has gotten some positive reviews on it. So,
well, throw me the trade one more time when we come back. I don't remember it. I have Goddard, and you want something else. I got to get rid of some of these Eagles.
Speaking of trades, the San Francisco Giants made a massive trade earlier in June, and now they're reaping the rewards from it. They're 4 games back from the 3rd wild card spot in the National League. Do the San Francisco Giants have legitimate action to actually make the playoffs?
Oh, my God.
What? We'll discuss that on the other side. It's going to be brought to you by Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, any white kid, for sure. It was Eminem. Any white kid was bumping Marshall Mathers LP. Come on, Carter.
That was my first album.
There you go. See, that's what I'm saying. We loved Marshall Mathers, bro.
First album.
Nah, the Eminem show. Yeah, that might have been my first album.
Okay, there you go.
Even later?
I'm not mad at that.
It's pretty early, dude.
Pretty early.
I must have been seven.
I was in my 20s. Jeez, I hate you guys.
Shout out to those watching on YouTube, where people are chiming in with names and also trade ideas for you, Joe, because Joe Shasky, we had our fantasy football draft for the station yesterday, and Shasky is 3 Eagles players.
And I can't start all 3 tonight. We need to make a deal, and I need Lucas to push it through quickly.
But they're good players. Like, that's the thing.
Yeah, but
like,
you can't play 3 guys on 1 offense. Everyone knows that.
I have 3 guys on 1 offense. I have Jared Goff, David Montgomery, and Jameson Williams.
Yeah, well, that's stupid. And that's by design by you. Like, AI should know better when they're drafting my team. So
AI should know better.
They should.
ChatGPT should know better.
Skynet should know. What is this trade? I want to hear this trade. I want to get into the Giants. So hurry up. Give me this trade, Carter.
Yeah, what's the trade?
What is the trade?
I think it's Chig Okonkwo for Dallas Goddard straight up.
You can't even say it with a straight face.
What was that name?
Yeah, I don't even know who that
is.
He's
a tight end for the Titans.
That's what I want. A Titans offensive player.
I'll throw a little something in there for you, Joe.
What else? You got a running back?
No, I got some really good quarterbacks, though. It doesn't sound like you do.
I do. I've got Drake May.
I got Dalton Kincaid. You want him for Dallas Goddard straight up?
Dalton Kincaid. No, I want more. I want one more piece.
Yeah, dude, he's kind of a 1-2 situation with Dawson Knox. At least mine's a solidified one.
Yeah, mm. One on a whore, like a low end bell curve one.
Might have a really good quarterback.
I got Tucker Kraft, number one for Green Bay. What about that? He had a good year last year. He had like 700 yards and like 7 touchdowns. Brought to you by First Norcott Credit
Union. Throw me a running back, though.
For a low rate auto loan, apply online. I just asked for First Norcott Financing, the dealer.
Let's do
by
a
the
bigger
way,
deal.
We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Rising Bird in San Francisco. What is it? Let's make a deal with Wayne Brady. Let's make a deal for Joe Shasky today and his fantasy football team. And let's give him a name, because he can't have Joseph P. Shasky III's fire. That's not the name we need. Speaking of fire, though, San Francisco Giants.
I can't believe it.
Have they really just won 10 of their last 11?
Well, everyone's like, they're 4 back from the Mets after a huge win last night where they went back and forth, and they basically swept the Rockies.
They did sweep the Rockies. 10-8 the final yesterday, but they have an off day today before a massive series against the St. Louis Cardinals.
The way it went down, back and forth, I'm telling you, man, my guy Drew Gilbert, are you in on it?
I love Drew
Are
Gilbert.
You in on Drew Gilbert?
I don't know if I'm in on the celebration in the dugout where he likes to get choked.
Yeah, that's a little bizarre.
It's a little sus, as the kids say. That's all right.
NSFW is, what do they call it?
Not safe for workplace.
Yeah,
well, it's safe to talk about. He just
Wait a minute. Drew Gilbert gets to the end of that because they do this thing like a pyramid, and you run underneath like the whole teammate in the dugout. They all like put their arms together, and then you run underneath, and he like sticks his neck out. And then you did the Bonte drop.
Well, they have the picture. I can't unsee it. Where it's Matt Chapman, like he's Darth Vader, just one hand on his neck. Drew Gilbert, it's like choking him, and he's like, "I love this." It's like, okay,
it's so weird,
but it's working. So you know what? Keep on choking.
He's good though. So let me give you a little mini
home
comp
run yesterday. Yeah,
and I forget who sent this to me, and I apologize if I'm stealing your material. Somebody said, what if I gave you Drew Gilbert as the Timu Hunter Pence?
I wouldn't hate that. I wouldn't hate that. He's a little better than Timu, though. Timu is
Timu for now.
Okay, Timu for now.
I mean, Hunter Pence was like a legend.
It's kind of like how I call Brandon Ingram the Kmart Kevin Durant. Like, is it like similar to that? What? Is that disrespectful?
That's a pretty good comp, honestly.
Thank you. Come on.
Kinda like
that. Kmart's smart. Come on. Kmart wasn't bad for its time. I liked Kmart. Are they still around, by the way? They still got some?
I don't know.
So the Kmart version, how about, of Hunter Pence? That's a little better.
Okay, whatever. I like Timu. It's a little more on-brand for today.
That's fine.
Be a little more current.
Drew Gilbert, though, home run yesterday. He's batting 260.
2 home runs for Matt Chapman. And then the story came out from Susan Slusser that he's got Tourette's. I didn't know that.
Diagnosed at the age of 7 with Tourette's syndrome. I didn't know that either. He's obviously not wanting to talk about it. But he definitely, it's something near and dear to him that he wanted to discuss and share, and kudos to him for having the courage to do so.
You know, we were talking yesterday about Kyle Freeland, and I had like basically said, like, you never know what people are going through.
Yeah.
You just don't. And I think the older I get, the more I realize that, like, people bottle things up for their reasons. It's them. It's their personal life, whatever it is. It could be, you know, relationships with family members, spouses, their children. They could be, you know, not disclosing their medical or whatever. And you just never know what someone's going through. And then you find out, and it makes you look at everything totally different. And, you know, hearing Matt Chapman kind of basically have the courage and the bravery to come out and admit what he's been going through is, it shocked me.
Well, it's inspiring too to everyone out there.
Too.
Well, it's inspiring.
No question.
It caught me off guard too, because you would, like, this guy's been in the big leagues for a long time now. And Susan Slusser covered him back when she was covering the A's beat back in Oakland. So she's got a relationship with this guy, and maybe this was the right time that Matt felt like to open up about him. And again, kudos to him for being able to do that. And Tourette's syndrome, it's a neurological disorder characterized by repetitive involuntary movements or vocalizations called tics.
Yeah, and like, you don't know, I am not, let's put it this way, I'm not an expert on any of these things, so I have no idea what I'm talking about. This is not my expertise. No. So when someone says they have Tourette's, in my mind, I start go flying off the, you know, because you see severe cases of it, and you see all the kind of media way they put things out there regarding Tourette's, and my interpretation of the disease is probably not accurate to what the variance is of living with it.
And you just said it.
I don't even know if I'm saying any of that correctly.
You just said it perfectly. There's these things called tics, either motor, which is movements, or vocal tics, which is sounds. And people always go to whether, and this is obviously, this is like pop culture reference I'm doing. So either it's like the South Park episode with Cartman where he's like cussing a bunch.
Yes.
Which people have those severities. People, my cousin Jeff, he has Tourette's. He has neck movements where you can notice it if you watch him and he does like certain movements and it's a motor tic, and his father had it. And there's different severities of it. So just because we don't see it, or it's like, oh, I've watched Matt Chapman and I never noticed anything. Well, maybe you don't notice it.
But that's what I'm saying.
It's something that's cognizant for him, and something that it doesn't mean you're gonna notice it is what I'm saying. And there's degrees of this thing. So again, kudos to Matt Chapman for sharing that, opening up about it, being vulnerable enough to do so, and hopefully that's inspiring for others out there. With Tourette's.
And let's, while we're staying on Matt Chapman, it's the two home runs last night. They don't win the game without either one of those home runs. And the bullpen's going to be an adventure. Let's just call it what it is, Giants fans. We're lucky to be where we're at. We're four games back of the Mets, but really we're five because they own the tiebreaker, and so do the Padres. And so they're 5 and 6 games back. Is there still a chance? Hell yeah, there's still a chance. It's going to be an adventure.
Yeah.
An absolute adventure. Right now, you kind of trust Ryan Walker and who else in the bullpen?
I love what Bivens has done this year, but to say I trust him, I don't know. I don't really trust anyone, even Ryan Walker at this point still.
And then let's double down on Chapman.
He's played well, I'll say that.
He's going to get a fine and a one-game suspension. What are we doing, Major League Baseball?
It's kind of weak.
How's Kyle Freeland not getting suspended?
Well, this is not the same level as I just stumbled upon this, because this is a different team and a different conference or whatever, a different league. But did you see what Framber Valdez did the other day?
I did.
The same night as the whole Freeland Endeavors thing went down, we got a pitcher out there for the Houston Astros, like, crossing up his own catcher and throwing at him.
On purpose.
On purpose.
At least that's what's alleged, and a lot of people are interpreting that.
Scumbag type of behavior, quite frankly. That's a horrible teammate.
So back in the day, you could see people get crossed up for a variety of reasons, when maybe they didn't see the proper sign, whatever. Now, with PitchCom, it's in every language. And you know exactly what everyone's doing. They're all on the same page. It's very difficult, I would say,
to get
crossed up in this modern day.
And his, didn't mean to cut you off. And his catcher speaks Spanish, too. So, like, on top of that, they both speak Spanish. They both speak the language.
But I'm saying the pitch
call, totally.
It literally goes into their ear in any language they want. So
absolutely.
If you speak Japanese, if you speak
Korean,
English, it could be whatever, right? And, like,
Dutch.
It will go in there.
By the way, coming up tonight, Joe. 7 o'clock. Valkyrie's taking on the Dallas Wings. So you know what you could do tonight, Joe? After the summit's over, from 4 to 6, drive on up to Ball Halla.
I'll get there for the post-game interviews.
No, you'll be great. You'll pick up Carter.
Uh-huh.
You guys all go together. You'll have LJ. So you'll hit the HOV lane, and you'll be good. Actually, 6 o'clock, it's already closed.
Michelle doesn't want me to bring LJ, and I'm like, Michelle, we have no babysitter. We have no one who can help us. I'm just going to bring him.
No, LJ's part of the guest list. He's going to be joining us on the Boxer.
Explain that to Michelle. She's not happy with
you. I will.
She's a no for me dog.
She can call
exactly.
Valkyrie's Wings tonight, 7 o'clock. Hear it right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyrie's channel via the Odyssey app. Just download the app, search Valkyrie's. Also, The Game is on KPX Plus. KPX Plus, I should say. Pre-game starts at 6:30. We're up against a Joe.
Both grandmas are busy. The babysitter has school. What do you want me to do? I'm bringing them with me.
I want to talk to Nick and Berkeley, who better be showing up later at King's Fish House down at Westfield Valley Fair, starting at 2 o'clock with Willard and Dibbs. 4 o'clock, the summit starts. Can't wait for that. Nick and Berkeley on the other side, plus more of your calls, more of your texts. Let's dive back into Juwan Jennings. What kind of year are we expecting from Juwan now that the saga and the smoke has cleared? He got a couple million more incentives. What season are we expecting from Juwan Jennings and this offense in totality? Plus, my thoughts on why all Niner fans need to back off Kyle Shanahan. It's brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You might, Dibs might, you might, and the sneaky one that might, Steiny. We'll see. We'll see. Willard and I don't. We're not really sunglasses people. Not really. I'm not. I don't wear sunglasses. I have a schnoz. I don't know if you've seen
this. Just stop. I don't sweat. I don't wear sunglasses. I don't wear hats. I don't wear sunscreen.
I don't.
I don't wear shoes. I don't wear socks.
I wear shoes and socks. I just don't have to clean the bottom of my feet because the shower does that for me already. By the way, Nick is in Berkeley. He wants to... I think he has some trade ideas for you.
Because I sent a couple to Carter.
Chasky's not really feeling great.
Second one's great.
He has three Philadelphia Eagles on his squad, and that does not make a guy that's rocking a Joe Montana Niners jersey right now very happy. By the way, a teammate of Joe Montana is going to be joining us later in the show today. 8:30, Jerry Rice, the GOAT, previewing this 49ers season as... Football is officially back tonight. Eagles Cowboys game one of the regular season. Can't wait, Joe. And we got Juwan Jennings back, by the way. So we got Jennings, we got Pearsall, we got Purdy, we got Kittle.
Oh, heck yes.
We got Trent Williams, we got Nick Bosa, we got Fred Warner, we got DeAndre Lenore, we got Jake Moody, we got Kyle Shanahan.
Man, Carter could get Dallas Goedert.
Did anyone drop Jake Moody in our league, by the way?
No.
No? No one?
No.
We'll see. I might take him. We'll see. I got Chris Boswell right now for the Steelers. He's usually pretty reliable. He's been there for a long time. But Jake Moody. I might
Football is back.
Dude, I'm so excited. I'm also excited about the King's Fish House today because that's where we're going to be broadcasting from our summit, talking all things Niners. I'm looking at the kids' menu right now, and I think I might stick with the kids' menu. Is that okay? You're bringing LJ, right? So you're going to bring your kid.
I don't know what's
I'm
happening.
I'm scoping out the menu for him, Joe. Because they got fried shrimp, they got chicken tendies, they got grilled cheese, they got cheeseburger, they got ice cream scoops, they got ice cream sundaes.
I'll definitely be having some ice cream.
They got macaroni with choice of butter, marinara, or cheese. They got fish and chips, and they also have grilled salmon. Ooh. So if LJ's got his little pinky up out there, you can get him a grilled salmon action. Maybe with some rice.
We hit the double T's. I'm pretty ticked off. We're at the terrible two stage already.
No.
He's just a terrorist. He's like out of control.
He's a terrorist.
Oh, no, I'm not joking. Yesterday, he threw the puffs everywhere. I mean, he's losing his mind.
Okay. I think Niner fans are losing their mind. That's a perfect segue. I think Niner fans have officially lost their mind when it comes to their head coach.
Why?
Kyle Shanahan. The amount of hate that this man receives on a day in and day out basis here on 95.7 The Game, on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line, on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union, every single place, whether it's the Brian and Palo Alto's, and Brian, I love you, whether it's Brian and Palo Alto, whether it's, you know, Jan Mountain View, whether it's whoever, Kyle Shanahan is one of the best coaches in the National Football League and has been for quite some time. He has taken you to the brink of two Super Bowl championships. I get it, the brink. He didn't bring you the whole thing. But if I have to hear about Trey Lance and the failure of that pick ever again, if I have to hear, oh, he didn't know the overtime rules. Well, you know what? Nick Bosa make a play, and it doesn't matter. How about that? If I have to hear about the cherry-picked things that is negative towards Kyle Shanahan, where we like to forget about all the positive things that this guy has done year in and year out with this franchise that came from the Singletaries, that came from the Chip Kellys, the Jim Tomsulas. Give the guy some damn credit and have some confidence in your head coach heading into this season, for God's sakes. I'm tired of it, Joe. So, Niner fans, I'm not letting you use the Trey Lance, you know, the whiff on the pick. I'm not letting you use that against him anymore going forward. If you have something to say about Kyle Shanahan and why you're out on him, call in right now. Call in. I want to hear from you why you're out on Kyle Shanahan. And I'm not letting you use Trey Lance. I don't want to hear that name or I'm cutting you off. I'm not hearing it today, Joey. I'm not hearing it to start this season. I'm not. I'm not here for it. I'm officially frustrated by the narrative and the rhetoric around the head coach. I am.
Well, I'm a little perplexed because, like, Shanahan is a lot of things. You know, you are what your resume is. And I think to cherry pick and omit certain things from your backstory is not being authentic to yourself. You know, like, I look at myself, for example. There was a time in my life where I did a lot of terrible things, and I wouldn't say certain things out loud. For example, the shame of never graduating high school was something I never really wanted to acknowledge and say out loud. But it really did shape who I was. And it like, really created this thirst for outworking others and proving people wrong because they typecast me a certain way. But now that I've moved on from that and I finally got my high school diploma and I was able to kind of right that wrong, it is actually part of my story. It's who I am. And right, that callus and that war wound from that time in my life actually has made me stronger and better. And the fact that I bring it up now is not only for myself to acknowledge part of who I am, because it has made me who I am, right, but also, like, to maybe inspire somebody else to not go through what I had to go through, and to be able to realize that there are unconventional ways that you can overcome and achieve. And I look at Kyle Shanahan, and I'm gonna bring up someone else, like Dusty Baker is a great example. Dusty was a great manager. Dusty had horrific choke jobs on his resume. It was who he was. Until the very end, when he got a chance to manage the Houston Astros, and he won it all. And what made it so sweet at the end for him? Exonerating all those past ghosts. Taking the ball from Russ Ortiz's hands, then getting, oh no, actually Russ, here you go, flipping it to him, and blowing the World Series the way that they did,
yeah,
is something that he had to live with forever. Doing what he did with Kerry Wood and Mark Pryor, and losing with the Cubs to the Marlins the way that he did, yeah, those combinations, that was who he was.
Cincinnati Reds, yeah, same thing.
Washington,
yeah,
you know, everywhere he went, he fell short. That was part of who Dusty Baker was. It was the story of the individual. So you could say, oh, you can't talk about trends. No, that's a big part about who Kyle is. And I think, to me, it's not about whiffing on Trey Lance. It's the resiliency to pivot, I think, smartly and identify that Brock Purdy is the next guy and that's the one I need to go with. And to me, it makes it even more special that he had the gumption to say, no, after three games, even though I've only given him three games, I know he's not it, and I'm going in this direction, and it was the right move. You know what a lesser coach would have done? Maybe gone back to Trey Lance,
yeah,
and maybe not given Brock Purdy the chance. So to me, like, the Trey Lance whiff is just a part of who he is. On my list of beefs with Shanahan, it's very low.
But why do you think it's still so high with some fans? Why can't fans let that go? Like, it almost feels like we still want to be so negative about what transpired there that we can't move on and be positive about the current quarterback
anymore.
Joe,
is Pete Carroll a great coach? Is Pete Carroll a great coach? I will never let Pete Carroll off the hook for throwing the ball at the 2-yard line.
Sure.
And that's who he is.
That's
fine. I will never let Pete Carroll off the hook for having Reggie Bush on the sideline in the Rose Bowl on a 4th and short and giving the ball to Lendell White and having the best player in college football on the sideline. That is who he is. That he has to wear that.
He's also the guy that took the Legion of Boom and created one of the greatest defenses of all
time.
Both
are true.
Yes.
Is Greg Popovich one of the greatest coaches ever?
Absolutely.
Greg Popovich had Tim Duncan on the bench in one of the biggest.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women who society has called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.